right now. It was just 3 days from when you met Philly in Nashville. So now I'm back on my own.
Sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
Did you know the average cough can travel distances of up to 6 feet?
What?
Government-required face coverings cut this number down exponentially. COVID-19 is one of the worst global pandemics we've seen to date, so simple guidelines have been put into place, such as social distancing and wearing masks. And yet, still not everyone is wearing them over a year later. Studies are showing major inconsistencies in mask wearing across different age groups, with certain groups wearing them significantly less than the others. Especially in ever-changing times like this, wearing your own mask properly is the only constant, and it is important to encourage it whenever possible. Wear a mask and save a life so you can get back to yours.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, March 28th, join the Bias Action Response Team at 3 p.m. in the Freedom Room to find connections through facilitated circle talk, a community-building circle called Connect, Concern, and Commitment. On Saturday, March 29th, the SUNY Oneonta Student Diversity and Leadership Conference is happening at Hunt from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is designed for students, staff, and faculty from a variety of backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives to present on creative, personal, or research topics that enhance multicultural comprehension, self-awareness, and leadership skills. Club Odyssey is open from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., a young adult clubhouse that provides a community-based, non-clinical setting, bringing awareness to long-term health and wellness. On Sunday, March 29th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., visit the Gatehouse located at 129 Main Street in Morris, New York for a hatha yoga class with Mira. Perfect for all levels. Weather-related news, this weekend's average is going to be 62 degrees with rainfall expected on both Saturday and Sunday. Music-related news, Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine, Brighter Days Ahead is out now featuring 6 brand new tracks. In addition, keep an eye out for albums from Lucy Degas, Mumford & Sons, and Wallows, all releasing Friday, March 28th. Go check out Dead Again, a Type O Negative tribute, live at Full Hills this Friday. Doors are at 7, and also visit the Black Oaks Tavern to hear the Pikes at 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hey guys, how's it going? Whoa, why can't I hear myself? Hello? Hello, but I can see my sound working. Okay, this is interesting. Hey guys, how we doing? I think the headphones aren't plugged in. Anyways, but they are. Okay, anyways, hi guys. Welcome to my show. Happy Sunday. My name is NJ. This is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink. And yeah. Cool. I haven't had a show in 3 weeks, so I feel a little, thank you, my mom hears me, so that's good. I can't hear myself, but it's okay. So then I'll take the headphones off, I guess. But yeah, it's been a minute since I've had a show. I was on spring break, which was, it was definitely a break. Full stop of life activities. Not like I was in a coma or anything. But I had spring break, and then I came back from spring break, but I didn't have my show that Sunday because I don't think this building was open. And then I went to the movies with my RA staff for staff bonding, and now I'm here. So that's exciting. I feel like I have a lot to talk about, but I also don't know if I can really, like, I don't know. I was like, huh, what am I going to talk about today? I do have some music, so that's cool. You're not just going to have to listen to me yapping. So that's really fun. Today's theme is songs I've been listening to because I wasn't feeling creative enough to come up with some funky theme. But also, it's kind of like in celebration because usually, like, I think it's kind of since I've been at school, like, in Oneonta, so since last spring, that, like, I haven't been able to get in, like, a groove with music, like, especially with, like, making playlists. Like, I'll listen to an album, and I'll listen to the same album on repeat, or, like, the same, like, four albums on repeat for, like, a month, and, like, that's it. Or, like, I'll listen to, like, the playlist that Spotify creates for me, but, like, I won't make my own playlist because I'm just like, whatever, you know? Like, I listen to music, it's music, and it's music. But I actually have a playlist right now that I've been listening to consistently. And so this is music that is on that playlist or similar to the songs that are on that playlist, but most of them are on that playlist. So that's cool. It's kind of fun having a playlist again. I'm using my mom's method. She told me that she makes playlists, and then for like a week she'll listen to it, and then she'll take some songs away that she doesn't like or that don't fit the vibe, and then she'll add some more. So that's what I did. It's a short playlist, but it's still a playlist nonetheless, and so it's kind of exciting. But yeah. How is everyone else doing? I know you guys can't respond to me because this is a radio show and usually people don't call in, and that's okay because the phone is hard to work. So I remember once my aunt called in, and it was my Aunt Allie and Jim, and they were pretending to be Irish, and it was really funny, but I accidentally hung up on them, I think, like, twice before I managed to put them on air. So it's tricky, but yippee. Okay, I'm getting a lot of text messages. I just realized my phone is always on do not disturb. I just realized that that's why I'm like frazzled by all these texts coming in, because I never get them. So yeah, cool beans. Part of me is like, let's just jump into the music. So let's just jump into the music. Why not? We're going to start with a song by Chapel Roan. It came out, I think, last Friday. It's pretty new. It's her new single. It's called The Giver. And I love Chapel Roan. And it's country. Isn't that fun? Country music. Like I could actually get behind country music. I'm not surprised that I'm saying that, but I feel like there are so many people that are like, country music, ew, but like, it's awesome. So we're gonna listen to Chapel Roan's like yassified country song. Is that like the right terminology? In my head it is. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy The Giver by Chapel Roan.
Made me so mad, but I can close my eyes and have
How's it going? Okay, I'm trying the headphones again. And, oh, they're working. The volume was too low. So that's pretty cool. Now I can hear myself. That's pretty neat. Should have tried that before. Hey guys, I'm back. My name's NJ. This is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink. And today we're listening to songs that I've been listening to. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so we had The Giver by Chapel Roan to kick it off. And then that was a little silly of me because then we really toned things down quite a bit. We then heard Turn the Lights Back On by Josh Gilligan from his new release. It's new-ish, I think. It came out, oh, never mind, it came out in January. It came out this year, if that means anything. I like Josh Gilligan, very chill, very mellow, very awesome. I was in the car with my mom. She was driving me back here, I think, sometime, maybe after our trip to Boston, and I was driving and one of his songs came on. I was like, you listen to Josh Gilligan? Because I feel like he's not a very big artist, so I wonder if she got the song from me or if she just found it herself. I don't think we ever really established that, but I do quite like his music. And then Magnolia by Eric Clapton and John Mayer. And gonna be real, this show might be a snoozer. Not in like a boring way, but in a lot of the songs. Well, okay, we're for the next six, because I only have six more. I would say three are kind of real chill, and then three of them are less chill. So just prepare yourself to have a chill afternoon. I don't know. That's all I gotta say. It's what I've been listening to, you know? It's almost spring, you know? I feel like spring is a chill time. See, but it's not. But, like, it is, you know? I really like spring. And I really wish that it would come faster. We had, like, a week of fake spring. And it was delectable and awesome and really swell. And then last week was super duper cold. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad, but, like, it was still pretty cold. Like, I had to wear my winter jacket, you know? We got snow that, like, actually covered the ground for, like, a whole night. It wasn't a lot. Like, it was just a dusting, but, like, it was still snow, you know? Like, in March. It's almost April. Like, what the heck, you know? This week looks okay. So much rain. But, oh, well. It's almost, wow. But I want it to be spring. So, yeah. Spring, chill music, that's where I got all that from, and that's all I kind of really have to say. So that's cool. I'm going to talk about my weekend, because it was super awesome and cool. So, my weekend started on Friday, kind of, because, I mean, yeah, right? Like, Friday is the start of the weekend, kind of. I went on a walk, and that was really cool. Well, okay, first I had this meeting, and then the person that was hosting the meeting didn't show up, and so that was really fun, because another person was there, and he was like, okay, I'm supposed to lead this meeting now, but he didn't have access to the PowerPoint, so it was kind of a waste of time, but that's okay. And then I went on a walk with my boyfriend, and we walked to the park, and my mom thought that I was dead in the park, because, well, that was a little morbid, because she can, like, track my location, which is fine. She's my mom. I don't do anything that's, like, illegal or that, I don't know. You know, like, it's chill. You know? But she was, like, she texted me, and then I didn't answer. And then she was, like, where is NJ? And I was sitting in the park. I don't think there was a lot of service there, so I think that was why. But we walked in the park, and that was really fun. And we had a fun time, and it was just nice, because there's a little river. Well, it's not a river. What's it called? Like a stream? A brook? Maybe bigger than a brook. Maybe like a stream. But I feel like a stream is really small. Like, huh. It's definitely not a river. Now I feel like I need to look up, like, well, I don't know. It was running water. Not too deep, maybe like 2.5 NJ heights wide. So that's like, maybe not 2.5, maybe two and a half. So that's like, I'm like almost 6 feet tall. So just think of that. So that's what we were walking by. So that was really fun, and I had a good time. It was cool, because right now I'm without Carr here. I have a friend named Carr, so I'm not without them, but I'm without an actual vehicle. So it was cool to, like, walk, because I think I've been a little too worried to, like, walk off campus by myself and explore. So it was fun to do it with someone else, so that was cool. And then Saturday rolled around. Saturday was OK Prom, my club, OK Crew. It's not my club, I don't own it, but I'm a part of it. We had prom, which was pretty fun. I got to get dressed up, and I got to have a little dance party, and it was pretty neat. The best thing that happened at OK Prom, it's a creek! Thank you. Shout out to my dad. It's called a creek. There was a creek at the park. So we had prom, right? fun, got dressed up, super cool, dance party. We got McDonald's afterwards because there was pizza, but there was a line, and I was like, I don't want to get up and wait in this line. So we just kind of ate chips because the pizza all went, but I don't think the pizza looked very appetizing anyways. No shade, but, you know, I don't really like pizza anyways, so, yeah. And I drank lemonade, and it was really cool and really fun, and I had a good time. And I got to decorate some photo cards because, like, it's a K-pop dance group, right, that hosted this prom. And so they had little K-pop photo cards and stickers, and you could decorate them. And I had a really fun time with that, honestly. It was pretty neat, pretty cool. I made some abominations. So did Jack, my boyfriend. So that's cool. And then this morning I had a bagel. I never eat bagels here because, I don't know, I'm not a big bagel person. But today I was like, I want a bagel and I want it with cream cheese. So that was the highlight of my day today so far. Maybe. I also watched the Barbie movie, which was fun. That has been my weekend, in case anyone was curious. And now I'm going to play more music. Because I fear I don't have a lot to talk about. I feel like my brain has been turned off all weekend because I'm just like doing things, you know? But yeah, okay, what do we want to listen to next? I want to listen to The Final Fight by Conan Gray, so that's what I'm going to put next. I don't know where I was. I was listening to music, and this song came on, and I went, oh my goodness. I think it was this song, because it's from Found Heaven, right? His, like, newest album. It came out last year in April. That's crazy that it took me so long to, like, actually listen to it and enjoy it, because in my head, this came out, like, last November, and I've been, okay, whatever. But there are, like, four songs that start with the letter F, and I get them all confused. And so it might not have been this song. It may have been another one, but I'm pretty confident that it is this song that I was like, oh my God, this song is so awesome. I love this song. So now I'm going to play it for all of you guys, so maybe you can feel the same way. And if you don't, just know that I feel the same way. And so that's enough. And then we'll see what comes after that. I don't know. I don't know yet, but I hope you guys enjoy. Actually, no, I'm going to play it. I was going to say, actually, I should start with a chill song and then like work our way up. But I'm going to do exactly what I did last time and start with a fun song and then have a cool down lap or something. But this is The Final Fight by Conan Gray from Found Heaven. And I want to see Conan Gray live so bad. And maybe that'll happen someday in my life. Enjoy! Okay, so you know how I said it might not be the right song? It was not the right song, and I actually meant to play the song that I'm going to play next, which is called Fainted Love by Conan Gray. Because I was like, yeah, it'll be so fun and hype, and then we're going to chill out. That was not a fun and hype song. So next is Fainted Love by Conan Gray, and that's the song I was actually listening to where I was like, yeah, this is a good song. But I also like The Final Fight. But anyways, enjoy this one too.
I'm
Sorry. Okay. So, Fainted Love was the real song that I was talking about earlier. The one that I liked by Conan Gray. I like both of them, but Fainted Love is the cool one. And then followed by that was On and On by Charlie Berg. Guys. So he like fell off the face of the earth for a little bit. At least like on social media. Not that I'm really on social media all that much, but like, if he posts something, you know, like, I'll watch it, you know? And then he's been back, right, for a little bit. He released this song, On and On. And then, when was that? It was earlier this year, I think. No, it was the end of last year. November 15th, wow. My sense of time, long term, like, over a couple months, is crazy. Anyways, but then, like, yesterday or 2 days ago, on his Instagram story, he said, I should go on tour soon. I don't know. It was, like, referencing to another thing that he had posted. But isn't that so exciting? Yes, everyone's agreeing with me at home, I know. Because, like, he's the guy. Like, if I had a guy, he'd be the guy. He's the guy. Him and, okay, low-key Stephen Day, too. So ever since I've seen Stephen Day, like, in concert, I'm like, he's the guy. because that was such a fun concert. He was so fun, and I'd love to see him again. So, Charlie Berg tour soon, question mark? Hopefully. I know he's also in the process of, like, making new music. So, if he makes new music and then goes on tour and then I go see him on tour, I'm going to be a very happy person. So that's cool. That was On and On by Charlie Berg. And then Sunset by Andy Schaaf, I think is how you say his last name, although I am not sure, from his album Norm. Fun album, chill album. Chill is the vibes. So the vibes are chill, maybe is what I should say, because that's better grammar. So yeah. Cool. I have three more songs. They're all degrees of chill. I'm in kind of like a folky area. I've been listening to a lot of like Sufjan Stevens because that's like great study music. It's also, I love the birds. I love to listen to the birds while I walk. And so if I have on like folky music while I'm listening to the birds and I'm walking, it's really awesome. So I think that's where the folk stuff is coming into play. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention earlier about that Chapel Roan song. I love how she has fiddle in it. Like, that's pretty cool. And even for her NPR Tiny Desk concert that she did, she had someone playing violin. And I was like, huh, that's pretty neat. I feel like a lot of the time you'll see a cello, like, and they'll kind of either like they'll chop or they'll do a drone kind of thing, or like a bass line, but like a more sustained one. But I don't know if I see violins a lot, like out and about in the world. So that's cool, because I play violin, guys. If you guys didn't know, I play violin. That was really quiet. I don't know if anyone heard it because I'm kind of far from the mic right now, but I got closer so you guys can hear me better. I wonder if I have a good radio voice. I wonder if, I don't know, I feel like I talk a lot and then I get really loud and then I talk normally and then I get excited about something and yada, 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 you know? Oh my goodness. Speaking of things I'm excited about, guys, OMG, TV time. Okay, so I have TV time. I don't know if I've ever spoken about this on the radio. It's probably my favorite part of the day. Maybe. It's my favorite part of the post class day, you know, like I go to my classes, I love my classes, and then after that it's just like work, like homework and TV time. So 8 o'clock every night TV time starts, and I sit in my little bungee chair and I turn on my TV and I watch an episode of a little show. It's the best thing ever. I encourage everyone to adopt TV time, because it's phenomenal. And I just get to sit and watch TV. And the show I'm watching right now, it's a K-drama. It's called Business Proposal. And it's so good, but I'm almost done with it, which is really sad. But K-dramas are really funny. If you haven't seen them, I would encourage you to watch, like, one. Just because they're, maybe not, though. I don't know if they're for everyone. But they're very quirky and fun. Like, all of the acting. Well, see, it's tricky because, like, I don't live in Korea, so I don't know how people, like, I don't know, like, what normal behavior is like. I don't know, like, I don't think people act the same everywhere, right? Like, people from the US are gonna act different than people from, like, the UK, so I wonder if it's, like, actually how people in Korea are, like, I don't know. I feel like everything they do is, like, in the acting is so exaggerated and it's funny and, like, it's really silly and goofy and it's really funny. Like, in the one I'm watching right now, they keep calling this guy, like, they keep saying he looks like a dinosaur, and it's really funny because then they, like, show a dinosaur every time they mention it, and it's just, like, his head and then a dinosaur head, and it's, like, every single time. Like, they don't stop the bit. The bit doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And it's kind of funny. But TV time has been fun. I love TV time. Oh, I'll take show recommendations. Low-key, that would be kind of fire. But it has to be something that's like lighthearted and fun. So if anyone would like to send me any show recommendations, it has to be on Netflix or Disney Plus, and nothing like too creepy or scary, because I was watching Yellow Jackets for a little bit, and I don't know, it was just like a little too creepy for me. Like, ugh, I don't know. It's like these girls are stranded in the woods, and then somehow it ends up getting to be like culty, but I don't know how. I didn't get that far. But yeah. So like show recommendations would be cool. But also it has to be like one or two seasons. I fear I'm not one of the people that can watch like 18 million seasons of Grey's Anatomy or like every single episode of Friends in order 12 times, or like The Office. No, thank you. But yeah. Cool. I have three more songs. And then I guess that's it. But I wonder if... See, I feel like because I haven't been here for so long, I've lost the vibe of, like, the yapping. You know? I'm trying to think what I did this week, or last week, or the week before, that was epic and cool that I want to yap about. Oh, you know something epic and cool that I want to yap about? It's pretty funny. So, I had this concert in Newburgh. We played Ride of the Valkyries, right? Like, that was... And, oh my goodness. So, it was really funny. So, I don't know if anyone knows what Ride of the Valkyries is. Maybe I'll play a little bit of it. Because I can do that. Because this is a radio show, and that's pretty cool. This is Ride of the Valkyries. There's a long intro. I'm still here, hey. Okay, so that's Ride of the Valkyries, right? We were playing that. And that was like the last piece that we were playing in this concert. And one of the people performing had like a helmet. Like, think How to Train Your Dragon, like the helmets that they wear, like the Viking helmets. Like, she had one of those, and in the middle of this concert, like, before our last piece, she whips out her helmet and puts it on. And then people in the audience start laughing, because that's hilarious, you know? And the conductor was so confused. It was so funny to me, because he's, like, his... I don't want to name drop him, so I won't. But I don't know, he was like, what's going on? Like, he had his arms ready, he was ready to conduct, and then he dropped his arms. He was like, what's happening? Why are they laughing? Like, he was so paranoid that, like, something was going horribly wrong or they were laughing at him. And I don't know, like, I have, like, a little bit of beef with him just because he's kind of, like, an obnoxious man. And so I was like, that's really funny that that's, like, his response. And then he was like, oh, it's the helmet. I don't know. That was funny. So that's my funny story for today. And now I'm going to play our remaining music. I think I'm only going to play two songs, because one of them I put on here because I listened to another song on the album, but I didn't want to put that on here. So we have two songs left. We're going to start with Eugene by Sufjan Stevens. I love this song. It's really cute. It's also kind of short, but here we go.
Light struck from the lemon tree. What if I never seen hysterical light from your dream? A lemon yogurt. Remember I pulled at your shirt. I dropped the ashtray on the floor. I just wanted to be near you. Emerald bark wonders never cease. The man who taught me to swim, I'd say my first name. Like a father, he led community water on my head, and he called me Subaru. And now I want to be near you. Since I was speak. I've said it with alarm. Some part of me was lost in your sleeve, where you hid your cigarettes. No, I'll never forget. I just wanna be near you. Still I pray to what I cannot see. In the sprinkler I mark the evidence known from the start. From the bed near your death and all the machines that made a mess. Far away the falcon flew. Now I wanna be near you. Only bittersweet. For the rest of my life, admitting the past is behind me. Now I'm drunk and afraid, wishing the world would go away. What's the point of singing songs if they'll never even hear you?
Hey. That was Soundtrack by Stephen Day. Yep. That was a fun little, okay. I like that song. I like this album. Originally, I was like, this album is not as good as his other albums. And then I listened to it, and then I watched him sing it on stage. And now I'm like, yeah, let's go. So those are my opinions. I'm still debating. He has a trucker hat. Should I get it? Do I get the trucker hat? Or do I get the t-shirt with his face on it? My options. Those are my options. This has been my show. We have 4 minutes left, and I fear I don't know what to talk about. I fear I'm out of practice. So I'm going to look through my camera roll and, oh my gosh, brilliant. I went to the movies, right? But I went with four other people, and we bought a large popcorn for the four of us. And I wasn't going to hog the popcorn, even though I really wanted to hog the popcorn. I wasn't going to do that. I brought gummy bears. I brought two mini Reese's eggs, and I bought cookie dough bites while I was there. And it was so epic because I, like, put three napkins down because it was one of the theaters where you have, like, reclining chairs and, like, a little, like a tray. Yes, a tray for, like, your food and drink and such. And so I had, like, a little charcuterie board built on this tray, and it was the best movie-going experience of my life. And I love movie theater popcorn. And I hope I get to see the Minecraft movie and eat popcorn, because popcorn is so good. So that was really cool. And I still have 3 minutes. And I miss my dog. Oh my goodness. I'm looking through my camera roll to see if there's anything fun that I did that I'm forgetting about. But not really. I did a takeover on Toby Hall's Instagram account, and it kind of flopped. It was like, come with me during my day, RANJ here, and then I gave up by like noon. But like, I did start at like 8, because that's when my first class was. So I did like my first two classes, I did lunch, and I did like one other post, and then I was like, okay, that's it for me. So that was also something I did. I feel like things have been kind of boring. It's like spring break is over, and now it's just like the countdown until the year ends, and everyone just wants the year to end. And everyone also just wants it to be nice outside. So hopefully maybe that happens. Maybe, perchance, maybe, possibly this week, maybe. I guess we shall see. But yeah, I hope wherever you guys are that the weather is nice. If you're listening on the stream, if you're listening on the real radio, that's really cool, and I didn't think anyone did that. So shout out to you. We have reached our final minute, so this is where I say goodbye. You have listened to Kitchen Sink. My name is NJ. This is my show. Every Sunday at 2, I'll be here next week. Don't know what we're doing, but it'll be fun. And I hope you all have a lovely afternoon/evening/night. And I hope you have a lovely dinner to eat and an epic week ahead of you. Skadoosh. I'm out. Farewell. Bye.
Hey, this is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY Oneonta.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving, and when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving, and when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, March 28th, join the Bias Action Response Team at 3 p.m. in the Freedom Room to find connections through facilitated circle talk, a community-building circle called Connect, Concern, and Commitment. On Saturday, March 29th, the SUNY